It's day four of a Middle East war. Israelis have been evacuated from the areas that Hamas infiltrated this weekend, while heavy rocket fire from Gaza continues. In Gaza, Israel's airstrikes have sent about 200,000 Palestinians fleeing their homes seeking shelter. Authorities have reported the deaths of 1,000 people in Israel and more than 900 in Gaza. Amid all these developments, one event at the start of this weekend is continuing to shock Israelis. A techno music festival became the scene of the deadliest single attack on civilians in Israeli history. NPR's Daniel Estrin has pieced together how it unfolded, a warning that the details are disturbing.
The festival was called the Supernova Universo Paralelo Festival, the Parallel Universe Festival. An outdoor trance music festival advertised as, quote, the essence of unity and love in a breathtaking location. It was only about a couple miles from Israel's border with the Gaza Strip. This TikTok video shows dancers under festival tents dancing in t-shirts and tank tops when something strange starts descending from the sky. Hamas militants flying in from Gaza on paragliders. They also drove across the border on pickup trucks. Another video shows throngs of Israelis in a dusty field fleeing, on foot, in cars. I met one survivor at a hospital, Roi Shalev. He said 50 gunmen on five pickup trucks surrounded them as they ran. He and his girlfriend hid under a truck. The gunmen found them and shot them. He didn't know if his girlfriend would make it. I checked in with him again today, 3 days after the attack. He said he just got word she and their friend didn't survive. He said, I'm left alone to tell their story. An emergency rescue service in Israel says at least 260 Israelis' bodies were recovered at the festival. Some Israelis have been taken back to Gaza as prisoners. Shelly Shemtov's 21-year-old son, Omer, had sent her a live location to track him on his phone.
We see that Omer is getting inside Gaza, and then we didn't see anymore, nothing from him.
Until Hamas published a video. The face was blurred, but she recognized his yellow shirt and patterned pants and arm tattoo. Her son's hands were bound behind his back, but he didn't look injured.
One of his friends sent us a video that Omer is in a car. They are taking him, I don't know where. And it was hell. I was so in shock to see him like that. And I don't know where he is. I don't know what they are doing to him. And I don't have nothing to do.
Israel's army says this is not the time to unpack how this disaster could have happened on its heavily surveilled border. It's appointed a retired general to coordinate efforts to release the hostages. Army representatives visited Shelly Shemtov to notify her. Her son is in Gaza. They didn't say much else. I've spoken to several other parents whose children were at the festival. I asked them what Israel should do. One father, Meir Zohar, pointed his finger at the government.
Bibi, Gallant, Aramatkal, Aramatkal.
He said Bibi, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and other leaders should resign. They should be ashamed, he said. There is an insane failure here. He said, like many Israelis do, that Gaza should be wiped out. Another parent, Ahuva Mazel, told me she doesn't seek revenge.
Everybody should quit, want to revenge, you know, to revenge. Us and them. Something has to happen. Something different has to happen between these two people. Revenge wouldn't bring my daughter back.
The concert massacre has also touched Bono.
Those beautiful kids at that music festival.
This weekend he performed his song Pride with new lyrics commemorating, quote, Stars of David.
Stars of David, they took your life, but they could not take your pride.
Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Beersheba, Israel.